Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
We are, as we said before, doing an enhanced best of, but it's important to talk about stuff that's in the news, especially the coronavirus. A lot of people, most everybody, talking about that. And we figured it would behoove us to go right to our main medical man. He is, of course, you know him from Fox 29 and from Penn Medicine. And he is the doctor of every stinking one of us, the great Dr. Mike Sirigliano.
Hey!
Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, Steve. And, you know, I say it a lot, but in these kinds of times, I really do love you guys. Oh. I love you. I really do.
We love you, too, because I was watching you last night. You were pulling a long shift. You were the you were sitting there in your medical gear on Fox 29, and you were they even gave you your own little separate satellite desk to sit behind. That was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, I even have my own tape dispenser. How do you like that?
Man, they really appreciate you over there.
Well,
You're even getting office supplies. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Dr. Mike, I just wanted to ask you, so, you know, the travel ban in place from Europe and, you know, now with the NBA word coming out that they've suspended their season for right now. A friend of mine works for CHOP, and she was talking a little bit about them and some of the restrictions that's being put on them. Is Penn Medicine talking to you guys about travel and what might happen for you guys?
Oh, absolutely. And the fact is, they really don't want any of our staff to travel, especially abroad, for the very reason that we saw with the cardiologists. I mean, that was the thing with the pediatric cardiologist was that that was not community spread. Now, there's these terms that everybody's talking about now. Community spread is where someone local gives it to another local person. My understanding from published information is that he had traveled. So that's really not community spread. What is community spread would be, you know, someone that gets it from say you. And so we just want to really get a handle on this now, because now is the critical time to do what we call social distancing. And we need to really adhere to that. And that's why you're seeing such breaking news overnight. The NBA suspending its season, concerts being canceled. And we don't want people getting together in large crowds because this virus can be very contagious. And we just need to get a handle on it now so we don't have a situation like we see in Italy.
So obviously the president gave his address last night, talked about the European travel ban. And as he said, the travelers from those areas had seeded, you know, the virus in many cases here. We're still, you know, we're relative to like Italy got really walloped. Some of the numbers here, Italy has 10,000 infected, Iran 8,000, South Korea 7,000, about 8,000 now. But that said, so at this current point, Mike, it is, some people are saying, you know, is this an overreaction? Is this an underreaction? It seems to me a wise idea, as you said, to be very cautious about going out into large groups. It would be normally a good idea during any flu season that was particularly active, correct?
Yes. And let's clear up a couple things, Steve, because, again, as I think I said before, it's not time to panic. It's time to plan.
Yes.
And I've said many times, and I said this last night, I don't fear this virus. I respect it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, Steve, about this coronavirus that we don't know about. There was a case. There were 14 skiers that went to the Alps. And what's unusual is that the 80-year-old of the group did the best. It was the 40-year-olds that ended up in the hospital.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of differences and things about this coronavirus, this novel coronavirus that we don't just know about. And so there's no need for panic. We have no choice. We have to deal with it, and we deal with it in a solidified, comprehensive, and orderly plan. That's the best advice I can give you. I'm telling you, Steve, in my office, and I was wearing scrubs last night, we've gotten rid of the ties. My staff has orders not to wear clothes. We're wearing scrubs. We turn them in at the end of the night. We put our regular clothes on. We go about our ways. We are fully prepared to follow guidelines in terms of, is someone comes in with an illness that is suspicious, we're handling it.
You're taking your steps, and as everyone should, as was advised, you know, to be aware of that. I wonder, Mike, in this whole thing, it seems to me a lot of people were not aware, and I think they've sort of been bludgeoned by this information about how, in years past, how many people die from the regular flu. And I think if people who are aware of that see this, and certainly it's sobering to know that we have this new player in the disease field here. But do you find that people were sort of ignorant to the effects? Because I know you've always been a prophet of getting your flu shot, and you would talk about it, but I don't know if it ever registered with a lot of people how serious it is every year.
Well, the flu in itself can be extremely dangerous, and people die from the flu in the 30,000 numbers.
Yeah.
This, however, is a little different in that it's a new virus. Let's just go back and explain. When a virus mutates, and this all started, I think we talked about this, Steve, from a pangolin, an anteater. Someone thought it was a delicacy, nice to eat.
Right.
The virus mutated, and then it mutated to the point where it could be spread from human to human. And that led to what we are now seeing, a widespread. And the reason it's going throughout the world is that no one has immunity. The difference between the flu and this virus is that many people get the flu shot. Many people have had the flu.
Right.
And over time, we have some immunity. This is a brand new animal that no one, unless you've had the coronavirus, has immunity. And that's why it spreads quickly. And that's why we are taking it very seriously. Not to panic, but we need to deal with it.
So you say that, don't panic, but plan. But how, I mean, what would your advice be? Or what would you say to everybody that's listening? Because with canceling everything, I mean, they're canceling parades. This is an outside event. The season, the NBA season is suspended. Like, that's nuts. How can you not panic? How can you tell the public, don't panic, when everyone's canceling everything and they're telling you, don't go outside, stay inside?
Let me ask you this, Kathy. What is panic going to accomplish?
No, I get it. But you have to understand why people are panicking when they're hearing don't do anything.
I think you get, you're not being told not to do anything. You're correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but you're being told to obviously large gatherings and things, at least right now, but to conduct your life and do it with more caution and prevention than you might otherwise. Is that an accurate statement?
So this is what we can do. And I think the serenity prayer comes to mind. You know, there are things we cannot change and there are things that we can change. So number one, and you heard President Trump last night talk about visiting nursing homes. I think they should not let anyone, this is my advice, having had a mother in a nursing home for a bunch of years, no one should go because they are the most vulnerable population. They cannot do it. So you cannot have someone going into a nursing home just to say hi, because the problem with this virus is that you can have it for a while and not know about it. And so that's the issue.
All right.
And then you can spread it and the most vulnerable people. So, Kathy,
yes,
to answer your question, instead of panicking, one, you make sure that you have good hygiene. You wash your hands. I have instructed everyone not to, in my office, nobody touches anybody. We either do the foot kick thing, like,
I love that.
Or my favorite, I love you. You know, like I love you, Kathy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's, I love you. No touching. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Listen, I think that should be like 365 days a year, no touching.
Right.
Kathy's practiced that since she was three.
Right.
So that works out
right.
Well.
You do that. And then the other thing is you limit your exposure by not going to large crowds. Now, is this inconvenient? Yes. Does it disrupt our lives? Our lives are going to be disrupted for a period of time. We will get through this, but this is not something that it's not going to just be the same old routine. There's going to be inconvenience. And for the people out there who think it's all hype or a conspiracy or it's all a joke, watch the news, in Italy, and, mm-hmm. and you'll see what's happening. All right. I mean, this is something that has to be dealt with seriously, and we need to take care of it and deal with it now.
So a couple of questions that are popping up on the call screener here, Mike. And one thing that I know that you would suggest is, so you think you have something, you've come down with some symptoms. The first thing you would want to do would be to call your doctor instead of going immediately down to the doctor's office or going to the hospital, correct?
Right. So we have a protocol, and it's followed through. Number one, if you have symptoms, you call us. And I think you're going to see more and more telemedicine as time goes on. Instead of coming to the office, you're going to either get on Skype or yeah. you're going to call us, and then I will be there, and we will deal with, you know, what's going on over the computer rather than coming in. Now, the few cases, and I'm going to point out one, and he gave me permission, was Preston.
Yeah.
You know, so Preston called. He had a few squirrely symptoms in this area of time. And I brought him in. We followed the protocol. Turns out he had influenza B. Thank God. And doing fine, but we followed the protocol. And I had my little outfit on. I wasn't wearing a tie. I had scrubs. I had the mask.
You look good, by the way.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do pretend to be Dr. McSteen, but I'm more like Dr. Nightmare. But anyway, the bottom line is that this is how it's going to play out.
Right.
I also had two patients that had contact, just like with the NBA, all right? They had contact with a positive corona case, and they have been self-quarantined at home for 14 days. And so they didn't come in, they didn't expose anybody, and we are watching them. If they develop shortness of breath or fever or any of those symptoms, especially shortness of breath, folks, that's the time they need to call us. And then we get them into one of our areas where there's a negative pressure room, and we test them, we contact the CDC, and then we go from there.
Okay.
Next part.
All right. So, Dr. Mike, I'd like to talk a little bit and ask you about large public gatherings, especially NBA, sports, concerts, things like that. I've just been given information that there was a country concert that was scheduled to happen in the Wells Fargo Center tonight that's going to be postponed. This is in response to the NBA's announcement last night. So the Wells Fargo Center itself is going to be closed for today. This is I literally just handed this information about 10 minutes ago. So much of this stuff is information that's really fluid. We're learning stuff minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. So when it comes to going to concerts, when it comes to going to sporting events, there's going to be this overreaction, and I think, and then a normalcy that evolves after that. What are your thoughts about people going to see concerts, going to see sporting events?
What about movies as well?
Or movies, yeah, any large public gathering.
Well, if you look at the numbers and hear experts in public health, they talk about 5,000 people. That I think it's kind of ridiculous because all it takes is one. Right now, I happen to support this. What we're doing right now, it's not an overreaction. Look at the news coming out of Italy. All right, what we have to do is not be scared. Not be frightened, but we have to take this seriously. And again, it's that phrase, social distancing. Right now, we don't want lots of people getting together. In Italy, they have banned all businesses. So in full transparency, I think our lives are going to be inconvenienced and going to be affected by this in the coming months. The stock market will go down, and then it will come back up. This is something that we have not seen in probably the last 100 years, folks. And so I'm not panicked. I am just being aware, and we are being prepared. So you take care of your hygiene. I think you're going to see more things close. I think you might see schools closing. This is it. This is where we're at right now. Not to panic. Deal with it.
All right, so we've heard about people with compromised immune systems, older people. Now we also know somebody who just had a baby, and I know somebody who's about to have a baby within the next week or so. What are your thoughts on? Because everybody wants to hold babies and
right down the hall, somebody that works here. Her brother-in-law had a baby, and they were told not to come to the hospital.
Wait,
to see the baby.
To see the baby,
yeah,
right? Okay,
yeah. Again, this is such breaking news and a new thing. It's a novel coronavirus. Remember, we've never seen this before. And so I think it's prudent. If Kathy, let's say you and I just had a baby. All right.
That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. The bottom line.
We've been talking about this for years. Let's really get on with Dr. Yeah.
It's mostly been over the blouse stuff right now.
Right.
I would, to be cautious. All right. And to make sure that we're being cautious. I would probably not want many visitors to come see, just like in the nursing homes. The child will be okay and you will get to see the child. You can take pictures and all of that. Okay. There will be disruptions in our lives, but that's okay. For the safety of all involved.
Mike, we're sort of presented with this situation now because of telecommunications, because of online stuff, where we can take something like this, where in years ago, with other diseases like the swine flu and other things that could and did wreak havoc that people may be unaware of, and actually institute things that will allow a large portion of our lives to continue, you know, maybe a little bit of a hit, but get stuff done that we normally get done because of this capability that did not exist years ago. As you said before, you're able to, through Skype and through FaceTime or whatever, to conduct what you do with patients who are at home, not bring them into a medical facility. We saw that facility, that nursing home in Washington, where there's 30-some-odd deaths in the country, and most of them came out of that one facility. So, you know, this is a case that hopefully can be averted with stuff like you're saying, with using telecommunications to make sure that we distance ourselves. You're talking about keeping that social distance. This is another aspect. Do you see this being a very good part of, you know, a development in the technology and helping stop or slow down the spread of this?
No question about it, Steve. I think what you're going to see are businesses encouraging people to work from home. Many businesses have already started doing that. And that is, trying to keep people away from each other. Remember, this virus is contagious and it can be spread by droplets. And aerosolize, you know, you cough and there you go. And you don't really have to have that many symptoms, even if you are early on in your infection. So I'm all for that. And again, all of our lives are probably going to be disrupted in the coming months, but we are all in this together. And I said this last night, Steve, you know, one of the silver linings of this, I think, is that we're all on the same team.
Yeah.
We're all part of humanity, and we're all there. There needs to be some caring for our fellow human beings. And one of the things, Kathy, you know, we all have relatives. We all have mothers and mother-in-laws and fathers and people who are ill in our families. And this is going to be an opportunity for us to not panic and not go down in flames, but to have our shining moment where we are all part of humanity and we take care of each other. I think it's something that could be our proudest moment.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well put.
And I think that the big question right now is, what do we do about all the Aaron Expresses that are going to be rolling through the bars?
Seriously.
This weekend?
I think these will need to be. Yeah, listen, you talked about, Mike, about, you know, there's going to be some business hits. But I think, you know, there are things that are put in place, and they're going to hash that out as far as, you know, bridges and financial assistance for people who might take a bit of a hit. But in the short term, if this were to be left unchecked and get out of hand, as you point to Italy, the long-lasting financial aspects could be far more dramatic. So a little bit of prevention now, which will end up benefiting us in the long run. Would you say that's correct?
Yes. And look, when it comes and look, Steve, you and I went through this together. You were dancing with the Grim Reaper,
right?
I deal with the Grim Reaper every day. And when it comes down to it, all right, we live in a kind of surreal world. I use the expression a drywall kind of life where you know, if you go behind the drywall, there's nails and studs and wires. It's very ugly. And what we do in our society in particular is we make everything nice, nice. Well, we sand it down and we paint it. Oh, how nice. And it covers up the reality that's behind it. The reality is that life on this planet is not going to be a bowl of cherries.
Yeah.
All right. And so, and
just ask anyone you know who lived through the bubonic plague.
Well, I mean, yeah. no one said, no one promised that it was going to just be, oh, nice, nice, and this is this, and then we die, you know, at 90 in our sleep.
No.
It doesn't work that way. And so, reality is that this is what can happen, what has happened in the past, and may happen in the future. With our world is shrinking. We now have the ability to travel to anywhere on the globe within 24 hours, right?
Right, right.
So the spread of things like this it may happen more frequently down the road, but I'll tell you what, we're learning a lot from this one.
Yeah.
And we will continue to learn. And again, I want to reiterate to everyone, this is not a time to panic. We are taking steps. Everyone needs to prepare. Everyone needs to take steps and love your fellow human beings. All we have.
Mike, I want to be respectful of your time. Do you have a few seconds? There are a bunch of calls up on our call screener, and if I can, I'll ask the questions for them.
Yeah, you can just run down them.
And go, because there's some very good questions here. So if you're online, listen, I'm going to ask you a question for you. If you do have a few
seconds.
We'll
do like rapid fire or something.
I do, but I want to answer the one. I did not have relations with that woman.
Really? Because it was proven later on
that you did.
It's a different press conference for a different time, Mike.
She didn't want to.
No, yeah. Remember, with Kathy, it was always over the bluff.
Right.
Your sab
yeah.
All right. So Bob wants to know, how long does the coronavirus live outside the body?
Well, that's a very good question, Bob. And it can be anywhere from 2 hours up to 9 days, according to some studies of other coronaviruses. That's why we try to wipe everything down. We keep everything sanitized. And you see these people going into schools and making sure that they spray down everything because it can remain active on inanimate objects.
All right. And Frank asks, and I know the answer to this one, if you had the flu shot, can you get this virus, the coronavirus?
Coronavirus is a whole different animal. So, yes, you got the flu shot, which is a really good thing, but that doesn't protect you from the coronavirus at all.
And from what I understand, this year, the actual the vaccine was good for about 45% to 48% of the virus out there, correct?
Well, before this all came down the pike, all right, we had a very unusual year. We had an early onset of influenza B, which mainly targeted kids in Preston. And then we had, at this time of year, you tend to see more influenza A. So it was possible to get both influenza B and influenza A at the same year, which is very unusual. But the thing is that now with this coronavirus, it's a whole different ballgame.
All right, Mike. Chris wants to know, if we have not received a flu shot as of yet, should we still get one?
I would, and I'll tell you why. Because what you don't want to do is get flu-like symptoms right now.
Okay.
Because even though there's a lot of literature out there and a lot of people saying, well, this is how the coronavirus presents, this is how allergies present, and this is how the flu presents, many of them overlap. The symptoms, again, just to reiterate, are fever, cough, mild sore throat. The thing you worry about is shortness of breath, because the coronavirus tends to really go after the lungs, and there are characteristics on CAT scan that show what happens with the coronavirus, leading to what they call ground glass opacities, or they look like little clouds around the periphery of the lungs.
So, okay,
that's what you worry about.
All right, Dennis has asked, if someone had the virus and got over it, can they still get it again?
No, this virus, from what we are seeing, it really stimulate the immune system. Hmm. And so unless the virus mutates, it is really, one way to deal with this is to get it, survive, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Like the chicken pox almost,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Richard has a very pertinent question. We were just asking this off air. How likely is it that someone in a large, for a large room to infect a bunch of people, like in a gym?
So we use feet as a cutoff. It's very unlikely that you will get anything if someone is 6 feet away from you.
Right.
But they've done studies on airplanes where if someone coughs, the viral particles can go 3 rows up. And
oh,
two
God.
Rows back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to alarm anybody. I'm just saying. So, you know, if you're closer than 6 feet and they have symptoms, you know, and there's coughing, there is potential for exposure to the viral particle.
Well, I'll ask an addendum question like that. Do you know a good vet who could put Kathy, Nick, and Marissa out and put them in cargo for the trip down to Florida?
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to get some calls for some heavy-duty Valium. Yeah, Ativan is going to be on the list for today.
So, Mike, can I want to read something to you, and I need you to tell me whether or not this is a hooey, because this is something that is, like, it's a viral thing that's going on, like, social media and emails and stuff like that. So I just want to read and tell me what, if any of this is true.
What's wrong with this?
No. So a buddy sent this to me, and he said that this was this was a DOH health bulletin to the public. Okay, so what we do know is the virus is not bacterial infection, hence it can't be treated by antibiotics. So let me just read this and tell me if this statement is true. The prevention method now is to keep your throat moist. Do not let your throat dry up. Thus, do not hold your thirst, because once your membrane in your throat is dried, the virus will invade your body within 10 minutes. Drink 50 to 80 cc's of warm water. That is 30 to 50 cc for kids, according to the age. Every time you feel your throat is dry, do not wait. Keep your water in hand. Do not drink plenty at one time, as it does not help. Instead, continue to keep your throat moist. Till the end of March, do not go into crowded places. Wear mask needed, especially in train or public transportation. Avoid fried or spicy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, hang on. Avoid fried or spicy food and load up vitamin C. And then it goes into symptoms and descriptions. So
any of that sound valid?
The valid part is hydration. Yes, you need to stay hydrated. You need to drink water. If you get dehydrated, that does affect the mucous membranes. And so there is truth to that.
Wow. I never knew that.
Yeah.
But they always tell you, right?
No, I know to stay hydrated, but I didn't know that it could actually affect you whether or not you get sick.
That's why we use the Neil Med.
Yeah. Right. And well, it's not saying, drink a gallon of water, but to always keep everything hydrated.
Okay.
Steve, now the NeoMed, it's never been studied. I'm just saying, if you do the NeoMed with the salt that's in and the bicarb, you know, that not only is it going to keep your mucous membranes nice and moist, but it also salt kills all kinds of critters, and I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
All right. So, the question. This is a retroactive question. Why didn't you buy stock in NeoMed? Because we have moved so much of it in the past couple of days. I want to get to Nick's question. I just want to let Flossie get her question read, Mike.
Well,
just,
Mine goes in tandem with Flossie's.
Okay.
So I don't want to get into too much speculation, Mike, but what about domestic flights? Kathy and Marissa and I are scheduled to get on a plane later today. I'm fine doing it. I have no qualms about doing it, but I'm wondering what domestic flights, if domestic flights are safe, and if you think that there will be an impact on those in the near future.
I think if this blows up, if there are large numbers of cases, it wouldn't surprise me if they limited domestic flights. Right now, I don't see a major problem. I want to get back to the mask issue.
Yeah.
If you wear a mask and it's not a fitted N95 NIOSH certified mask that's been fitted, you're putting yourself at risk because you're touching your face.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do is avoid touching your face. And if you do that and you use Purell and you wipe around the plane, I've been telling my patients I wouldn't eat anything, I wouldn't drink anything, and pee at your own risk. You know,
really?
There,
what, on the airplane bathrooms,
are you
saying?
Yeah, I mean, if you have to use the bathroom on the plane, then you come back and make sure you Purell your hands and that's the bottom line.
But okay,
Nick,
so don't go to the bathroom.
This is changing by the hour.
Yeah.
Everything is changing and everything is up for grabs right now.
Well, but now indicators, so they're flying down, they take precautions. They should be, at least at present, they should be fine.
I think that, again, right now,
yeah,
for today, I think that what we – and now when you get down there, again, I think
– check real estate because you're going to live down there.
Like 6 feet. 6 feet. And you know, you're celebs. You want to make sure you're not, like, shaking hands and touching everybody.
No, don't touch us.
No, do the foot thing.
What are you going to do, Kathy? You're going to say – I love you.
I would say, yeah, I love you. Please don't touch me or come within 6 feet of me.
There are a number of fans who they've been waiting to hear Kathy say that. So.
Right, right.
But you know what, Dr. Mike, I was talking to a friend yesterday about getting on a plane because we are getting on a plane. And, you know, me, I would wrap myself in plastic or get in a bubble if I could. But there's been no reports of, like, an entire plane being infected, you know, landing and everybody on the plane, you know, getting some sort, either the flu or the coronavirus.
We're in the early stages of this, Kathy, and so again, we can't panic, we can't become paralyzed. What I'm saying is that if this develops into what we're seeing in Italy, I think you'll find that domestic flights may be canceled, limited, travel at your own risk, that kind of thing. Right now, I'm not terrified that you're going, and you're all my patients.
Yes,
right?
Yes, so, you wouldn't send us to our deaths.
Right. I think that you have to do what you have to do. And it's going to come down to, for everyone listening, a risk-benefit ratio. Everything that I do in my medical environment, everything comes down to what is the benefit and what is the risk. And if the benefit outweighs the risk, then you proceed. Now, if someone is going to a party or whatever, you have to think about it. Is that risk, you know, is the benefit of that party outweighing the risk? That's what you have to do.
All right. Well, and you've mentioned Italy a number of times, and I was trying to do some extensive research because, as you know, it's something we share. An educated consumer is our best customer.
You and I often say
that to each other. Italy apparently made a series of critical strategic mistakes at the beginning of this when there were it was clear there were going to be issues, and they dropped the ball dramatically. They also, from what I understand, they have these enclaves in these areas where the population is a lot older, and those are the areas taking significant hits. Is that correct?
Yes, but again, the numbers yesterday dramatically increased in the numbers of infections. Remember the hospital? Did you guys see the hospital being built in Wuhan?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Like the, yeah.
They built it in like 10 days.
Right, and that was dealing with what we call surge capacity. That's where you have an influx of tremendous numbers of patients, sick patients, and that's why they had to build that hospital. Again, in my humble opinion, as a frontline internist, the bottom line here is that if we take proper steps now, we emphasize social distancing. Maybe we don't get to see Billie Eilish. I got to see.
Look at you. That's the first time you haven't referenced Rico Suave.
You're so
It's usually Gerardo. And now
I mean, God forbid. I mean, Billie Eilish,
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I like your style.
Look at
Dr. Mike.
I'm surprised.
He likes these sort of old goth chicks.
Yeah, he's hip.
Real quick. Quick question. Do baby wipes kill the coronavirus and influenza?
Baby wipes. Well, here's what I would recommend. The best way to handle things, it's the alcohol content. I think anything is better than nothing. And if you have to have, if you can get access to isopropyl alcohol that's got more than 60% alcohol, you mix that 2/3 and with 1/3 of aloe vera gel and maybe a little lavender essential oil, you mix that up. And then you wipe down whatever you need to wipe down. Or are you talking about the baby? What are you wiping?
No, because Target was out of Purell and Lysol wipes yesterday. And so I picked up baby wipes. Now, we have some here at the station, so no big deal. But it just made me think, do baby wipes kill it just like Purell wipes?
Well, I seem to recall that there may be some issues with certain products out there. If you go online, there's a list of products that have been shown to kill the coronavirus. What I'm telling you, and everyone out there listening, what you can do is get isopropyl alcohol. Make sure it's over 60%. That's why, you know, Tito's won't work. It's only 80 proof.
Right.
40%.
People are trying that, yeah.
Right, forget it. I mean, at this stage of the game, I think it's blasphemy. I would drink this.
Yeah, why not?
And what I would do is get isopropyl alcohol and mix it with aloe vera gel, so it doesn't, it's nice and soft on your hands, and that's what you do. All right, and good old-fashioned bleach, Clorox.
Well,
Clorox.
All right. Mike, thanks so much. You're a busy man today. You're highly in demand. You can, of course, see, I'm sure you're going to be all over Fox 29. And of course, you, a lot of people don't know, in addition to Fox 29, you also do cut-ins for Fox stations around the country. So you are a busy man. Thank you for taking so much time to spend with our listeners today. I will say this, a blanket statement, and I think we can all agree. The city of Philadelphia is blessed to have Dr. Mike here.
Man.
And helping keep this all in perspective. And thank you for addressing these issues with our listeners this morning, Mike.
We don't ever retire.
Yes.
Well, I love all of you. I will be on the front lines of this fight. And we as a society and as a group and mainly as Philadelphians, we will kick some corona butt.
Yeah. There we go.
So I'm not and it's a hockey thing. All right. I used to take care of Ed Snyder. We're not kowtowing to anybody.
That's right.
Now, we may be scared, but we're going to fight this and we're going to prevail. I guarantee it.
Nice. Love it. Love it, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Love you guys.
All right. Love you.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Mike from Fox 29.
I hit the wrong button.
We should have just played rock and roll.
Yeah, I know.
Rock and roll.
Long story short, though, we still have some stuff to discuss, some peripheral stuff. Some calls were coming in. I hope that helped put some people's minds at ease. I got some additional information as well to impart. There's some, as with anything like this, there's also some humorous stuff that starts to float around the edges. And then there's all the aspects of the sports scene, which is currently in a massive state of flux. We're sending Kathy, Nick, and Marissa down ostensibly to Florida to clear water to get us all psyched for baseball season, which may or may not happen. We don't know. You know,
we have no idea.
We have no idea.
We're going to find out.
The Sixers were playing last night.
Right.
They were in the middle of a game when the NBA said that they were going to postpone.
They were looking at a potential championship.
Listen.
I know. I'm kidding. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean.
So why did you say earlier you thought it helped them?
Because Ben Simmons is out for 3 weeks.
Right.
So if they're postponing it, then he's going to miss less games and all that sort of stuff. So
there are certainly some cities that are like, or some cities like, oh, damn it.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.